If you don't have that faith in Allah, and you don't have that reliance on Allah, and if you don't trust Allah, you will be so sad. You will not be able to live a day. When I die, where am I going? I promise you, I trust Allah and His mercy. And I trust that I'm going to a better place. I have no option, subhanAllah. I tried a little bit here and there. I seek forgiveness from Allah on a daily basis. I know I'm not an angel. I've committed sin here, there. We are human beings. But we seek the forgiveness of Allah. We are relatively good people, inshallah. We hope that Allah will give us paradise. And we will die with that conviction. And we will not let shaitan tamper with us to make us think that you are far from the mercy of Allah. When we have heard Allah is Ghafoor, Rahim, Tawwab, Ghaffar, etc. Wadood, most loving, most kind, most forgiving, most compassionate. I know those qualities of Allah. Why should I doubt Allah? For what? If I go back to Allah, wallahi, I'm going to a better place than I am right now. I'm not. Meaning, I'm not shaking in my conviction at all. And this is what keeps a believer going. Otherwise, you become so depressed. You struggle with anxiety because you don't know what's going to come and you have no trust in Allah. That does not mean everyone who is struggling with anxiety has weak faith. No, but it does mean that faith would help you overcome anxiety. There's a difference between the two. You don't struggle with mental illness because your iman is weak, but strong iman will help you through your mental illness. There's a big difference between the two. We are human. We will go through challenges, but my brothers, my sisters, have faith in Allah. You lost a loved one, have faith. You will be reunited with those loved ones by the will of Allah. You will sit again together and smile and laugh and talk about the days of the world if Allah wills. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ Allah says, those who believe and their families followed after them in belief and with belief, we will unite them thereafter with that faith in the hereafter. Allah will bring us together. So you did not lose a loved one in totality. There was just a pause in communication between you for a while. When you go, you will be with them once again. And guess what? When you go, the others, you will wait for them to join you as well. Just like you waited for those who passed on from your family before you, they will wait, subhanAllah, to join you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness.